This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 14 for Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Phil Frantz-Worthington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker at Wednesday's close after trading to both sides of unchanged. The November contract down $2.60 at the final bell at $851.30 per ton. It had traded in a $20 range throughout the session. The Canadian dollar is up by nearly 0.75 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart. That strong currency does cut into crush margins and makes exports less attractive to international buyers. Relatively favorable prairie crop conditions also weighed on prices, although there do remain enough areas of concern to provide some underlying support. Gains in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil, were also supportive. In the U.S., soybeans ended lower while corn and wheat were higher. Sharp weakness in the U.S. dollar index provided support for the grains. Solid export demand also underpinned soybeans for most of the day, with advances in soy oil also supportive for beans. However, soybeans themselves turned lower, down a penny in the November contract at 14.27¾. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 196,000 tons of soybeans to China. Hot and dry Midwestern weather was also supportive, although the forecasts are not as hot as they had been, with some precipitation expected in some areas. Positioning ahead of Friday's USDA supply-demand report was a feature. Corn, it was underpinned by the weaker U.S. dollar and dry Midwestern weather. The September contract up 5 cents at $6.21 per bushel. Ahead of Friday's report, average trade estimates are calling for a downward revision to the USDA's current 177 bushel per acre corn projection. Weekly ethanol data showed the U.S. producing just over 1 million barrels of the renewable fuel per day in the past week, down slightly from the previous week. Wheat futures were higher across the board. Minneapolis up 13 cents in the September contract at $9.06 per bushel. Kansas City up 21 cents in September at $8.72 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 18 cents in September at $7.99 per bushel. The weakening U.S. dollar should be encouraging more export demand. Updates to U.S. spring wheat acres and production estimates will be followed closely in Friday's report. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 10th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Worthington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.